KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's currently 62 degrees under mostly clear skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. This is news update brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Overall today, we are going to be looking for sunny to partly sunny skies. East winds about 10 miles an hour. We're looking for a high of 87. In the news this morning, authorities in two states are looking for a Missouri woman who they say is armed and dangerous that is wanted on drug charges after she was seen early this morning near the Clarinda Casey store. At about 2 o'clock this morning, Clarinda police received a report that 23-year-old Lynn Elizabeth Chandler was standing outside an Oldsmobile Bravada at the Clarinda Casey store parking lot and was possibly armed with a handgun. When police encountered Chandler, she ran and a foot pursuit ensued. Police believe she went into a wooded area just west of the Casey store, but they were unable to locate her after a search of the area was conducted. Area businesses were advised of the situation and went into lockdown. The search was suspended by about 4 o'clock this morning. Chandler is wanted in Nottoway County, Missouri, for failure to appear in a probation violation hearing for drug possession. She is a white female with brown hair, height 5'3", weighing 125 pounds. She's considered armed and dangerous. If you have any information about her whereabouts, please contact the Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Department at 660-582-7451. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy K-9 Unit and deputies from the Page County Sheriff's Department and Nottoway County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center, livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
The Iowa Transportation Committee Tuesday approved $5.6 million for the fiscal year 2013 State Aviation Program, which uses a little more than $30,000 for the Atlantic Municipal Airport to replace a manually sliding hangar door with a hydraulically operated door. The total cost of the project is about $36,000. The City of Atlantic will have to pay the remaining costs. Other airport development projects slated to receive the funding in western Iowa through the DOT's Airport Improvement Plan include Arthur N. Inouye Municipal Airport in Carroll, the Creston Municipal Airport receiving a $25,000 grant, the Guthrie County Regional Airport receiving about $19,000 for the cost of installation of precision approach path indicator lights on a runway, Harlan Municipal Airport receiving about $25,000 for hangar renovation project, and the Shenandoah Municipal Airport receiving about $19,000 for the installation of partitions in the existing four-unit T hangar. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this morning. On the agenda is a report from Cass County Attorney Dan Feistner regarding the assignment of county held tax certificates of purchase to the City of Cumberland. Also on the agenda is a secondary roads update from the county engineer. The meeting of the Cass County Board of Supervisors will be held this morning at 9 o'clock at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. The House Agriculture Committee could vote today on a farm bill package. Western Iowa Congressman Steve King, a Republican, is a member of that committee.
We had been putting this together on the House side for a long time. We had our hearings starting in April and May, and then we've had a number of meetings to discuss planning and strategy. I've had three staff people working with the staff on the Ag Committee to write the things into the bill that we think need to be in there so that the foundation is in place. The bill is about ready, and we will mark up a farm bill on July 11th. That is the plan.
King says the way to grow the economy is to create more jobs. The U.S. Ag Secretary is former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack and the husband of King's Democratic opponent, Christy Vilsack. King says he hopes the full House can pass a bill before the end of the month.
our goal is, and my goal is let's get a bill done and let's get it to conference so the conference committee can do its work during August. And it's likely I will be on the conference committee, so I'll have one more thing to do in August. That's fine. I represent Iowa's agriculture there. But after Labor Day, the time to bring that bill to the floor then on the conference report to get it done and send it to the president's desk is right after Labor Day and before the real silly season of politics is upon us.
Overall, the House bill would cut the Agriculture Department spending by $35 billion over 10 years, or $12 billion more than the Senate would. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Malvern man was arrested Monday on numerous sexual abuse charges. The Mills County Attorney's Office filed the charges, which includes three counts of second-degree sexual abuse and three counts of third-degree sexual abuse against 34-year-old Robert Gerald Hoos of Malvern. Hoos was transported to the Mills County Jail, and he was held on $150,000 bond. A state workers' union has filed a complaint against Governor Branstad over asking workers to pay part of their health care premiums. The American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees filed a complaint with the Iowa Public Employees Relations Board on Tuesday. The complaint says health insurance is covered under collective bargaining laws, and the governor is prohibited from approaching workers about making changes. Branstad signed an executive order last week allowing state workers to voluntarily pay 20% of their premiums. He says he and the lieutenant governor will do so beginning on August 1st. And no injuries are reported in a fire at a Hy-Vee grocery store in the Des Moines area. The fire at a store in Windsor Heights broke out shortly before noon yesterday. Shoppers and employees were safely evacuated when the alarms went off. Windsor Heights Fire Chief Chris Cross says when firefighters arrived, they could see flames and smoke on the roof. He says the sprinkler system suppressed the flames, which were extinguished within the hour. The fire apparently started near a mechanical room at the back of the store. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
When it's time to make hay and you don't have a New Holland baler, you get bales that are shaggy at the shoulder and hard in the center. When your bales are hard in the center, your cows won't eat all the hay. When your cows don't eat all the hay, they get hungry before you think it's time to replace the bale. When the cows are hungry and you don't replace the bale, they start testing fences. When cows test fences, they find the only weak spot. And when they find the weak spot, they end up fertilizing your neighbor's backyard. Don't fertilize your neighbor's backyard. Call Lindeman Tractor and ask about a New Holland baler today.
This is Rick Tasto from Lindeman Tractor. When you bale hay with your New Holland BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with shaggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center livestock won't eat it all. Let us show you how you can get nice, even, square-shouldered bales that shed water, highly utilized bales that livestock can use clear to the center, a baler that doesn't take a lot of effort to keep running, and you get the roll belt system that reduces wear and tear on the belts so you have less maintenance costs. Call us today, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland hay equipment dealer in Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 95-year-old Betty Thomas of Coon Rapids died on Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Betty Thomas will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. 68-year-old Dale Raymond Hurst of Redfield died on Thursday at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. A military graveside service for Dale Hurst will be held this afternoon at 12:30 at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has the arrangements. 35-year-old Sherry Ann Siwak Becker of Des Moines died on Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Siwak Becker will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. 95-year-old Lois Gregory of Jefferson has died. Funeral services for Lois Gregory will be held Friday morning at 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Jefferson. Brown Funeral Home in Jefferson has the arrangements. 89-year-old Virgil J. Christensen of Menlo died on Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A visitation for Virgil Christensen will be held Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, followed by the memorial service at 7 o'clock. 68-year-old Bill Hutchinson of Manila died on Saturday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Massive Christian burial service for Bill Hutchinson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. 73-year-old Robert W. Leach of Council Bluffs died on April 4th at his home in Council Bluffs. A going-home service for Robert W. Leach will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs. Cutler O'Neill, Meyer Woodring, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Gracie and Elizabeth Rummel, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Tammy Rummel of Dexter, died on Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. A memorial service will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 85-year-old Vern Gilbert of Scottsdale, Arizona, and formerly from Atlantic, died April 8th in Arizona. Memorial services for Vern Gilbert will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. And 67-year-old Marcella Mick Wilson of Greenfield died on Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. A memorial service for Marcella Wilson will be held Saturday from 2 until 4 p.m. at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. That's a check of our news on KJAN. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues.